Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 14th day of November, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is The Tide is Turning. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai. And in the other half of Wales, it is Sitmai, Cymru, Ambith. Callers will be welcome. And we do ask, of course, when you're calling, to speak clearly and loudly enough so that we can hear you. Also, be courteous to others who might be on the call at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means every caller is muted automatically until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. If you're on a phone, you press *6. If you're on your computer, you click on the Ask Question button, and I will answer the requests to speak in the order that they are in the queue. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and that's Pastor Dan all together with no spaces. We do have a daily mail page there where we try to keep it up to date with the current events, which is difficult at this time since so much is going on so quickly everywhere. But we do the best we can. Also on the home page, we've made a few additions there, including a way for people to make an electronic donation. Yeah, it's digital money, but, you know, it's the way of this demonic world right now, so we got to do what we got to do. Eventually, we will replace all this with a monetary system that's condoned by our Father, which is the precious metal one, and the digital one will go away. There is also a contact us page where you can send a note and whatever, and I try to answer those as quickly as possible. Also, a note out there for the trolls that once in a while send me a note. You guys are so easy to... excuse me, I got a frog. The trolls are so easy to spot. I just want them to know that as soon as I see it, I just erase it. So whatever kind of... disparaging comments they try to make, etc. It's like you're talking to a five-year-old child, so it's just not even worth looking at. I just delete them right away. So if they want to waste their time sending them to me, that's fine. But again, I don't read them. Okay, to our cousins in the different lands, à mes parents français, bienvenue à l'appel. That's French, of course. A mis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. And that's Spanish, and zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. And that would be German, basically saying to my cousins in these three different languages, welcome to the call. We'll go to Proverbs chapter 12 for a quick reading, starting with 17. He who is truthful testifies honestly, but a false witness lies. Now, one of the demises in America in the fact that we don't hold anybody accountable at any level anymore, which is unbiblical, by the way, false witness is considered a terrible, terrible crime. In fact, bearing false witness is so terrible that according to God's word, if you bear false witness in a trial, that is capital. In other words, if the guilty party is, or if the defendant, let's say, is found guilty, he will be executed for like rape, murder, kidnapping, pedophilia, treason, etc. Okay, so it's a capital crime. If you bear false witness in a capital case, you are to be executed. That's how serious it is, okay? Now, the word takes it serious, but we don't take it serious because we've turned our backs on our Heavenly Father, and that's why we live in an ocean of lies today, everywhere, from the courtrooms to the media, to Congress, to doctors, to lawyers, to educators, etc. Lie after lie after lie. In fact, your police, I'll get a load of this, your police have a phrase for when they go to court. Now pay attention. It's called testa-lying. Okay? Now, you should know that the actual word is testifying. You go to court to testify. But your policemen call it testa-lying. And some of you might say, well, Dan, that's just, you know, that's ridiculous. Remember, I told you, I went to Oklahoma City shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing, and I went there to testify in a local court because a friend of mine who lived in Oklahoma City, a doctor, was being lied about by his neighbor who had basically threatened him with violence and threatened to do damage to his property. But, and it turns out his neighbor is Jewish. That's beside the point, but he was Jewish. And the neighbor lied in his report to the police and said that my friend, the doctor, actually threatened him. But what he didn't know is I was on the phone talking to Charles that day, and Charles had left his phone on during the whole conversation, and I heard it, and I took notes. So, and I told you the story that before we went into the courtroom, my doctor friend's lawyer, a Christian man, told me in the parking lot outside the courthouse, Dan, just remember that in the courtroom, everybody lies. Now, this was back in the 1990s, folks. Now, this is supposedly a Christian man, a lawyer, going into a local courthouse, who's the lawyer for my friend, telling me, basically, that it's okay to lie to help him win his case, which, of course, I told him, no way in hell would I do that. I said, I'm going to tell the truth, because the truth is, I heard everything that was being said, and the guy that filed the report against the doctor was lying. But here again, he who testifies honestly is truthful, but a false witness lies, and it is a serious crime to bear false witness. And another one of my pet peeves is all the rape charges by the women. Again, I'm going to point out the fact that if a false charge of rape is made by a woman, she is to be taken out and executed. Okay? That's how serious it is. Because rape is a capital offense. So if you falsely accuse a man of rape and it's proven that you have lied, then you are now on trial, meaning the woman who falsely testified, you are now on trial for perjury. And since it's a capital case, your lies will get you executed. Now, you may think that that sounds cruel, but think about this. How many false charges of rape do you think would be made every year if the woman knew that she would be executed for lying? How many police officers would lie in capital cases if they knew they would be executed for lying? How many lawyers and judges would promote lies to win a case, especially a capital case? How many of them would lie if they knew they would be executed for what they had done? Do you see? God's law solves all problems, doesn't it? And the reason I titled this The Turning Point is because of several videos I've watched over the last 24 hours. All around the world, people are starting to rise up. And really, again, the old adage is that evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. So evil is prevailing up to this point because we're not resisting evil, as the Proverbs make it very clear that we're supposed to. And now that righteous individuals are starting to stand up to these draconian and authoritarian measures, there is a pushback, and it may come to blows, it may come to violence at some point, but right now it's relatively peaceful. It's just the people saying, I'm done. And really, that's all we need to do is walk away. We don't need government. Remember, it was a few years ago that the nation of Spain, and this happened to a couple other countries, but I specifically remember Spain. Spain's central government disbanded because they could not pass a budget. In other words, they were not going to get paid. So typical of whores, the politicians, instead of doing what's right for the country, they went home since they were not going to get paid. Spain went for over a year with no central government, and the people loved it. Think about that hard. The people loved the liberty and freedom. We know how to get along with each other. The people at large know how to get along with each other and behave under God's law. We don't need government. Remember, governments have been responsible for the murder of more innocent men, women, and children than any criminal element ever. A Caucasian guy says Belgium also had no government for a year, and the people survived just fine. You see, it's government's job to make you think that things would fall apart without them, when the truth of the matter is you and I would live so much better lives if we just fired all the bastards and sent them home. Obviously, they're not worth what we're paying. And the fact that they have so much money to get into all these nefarious things ought to tell you why taxation is theft. If they were not stealing your funds and your money through the income tax, they couldn't afford an FBI, a CIA that's doing all the nefarious things they're doing. They couldn't afford 30-some million government employees, an army of parasites amongst us. You see why the Founding Fathers says you cannot allow them to just willy-nilly vote themselves money from the Treasury? Okay, there's the common sense thing behind everything the Founding Fathers said. One thing is government people, bureaucrats, you never give them unfettered access to the public Treasury, because then they will go on a spending spree that will make you dizzy. And that's where the military-industrial complex got its foothold and became the enemy of the people that it became, because of all this money laying around. That's why Social Security is nearly bankrupt now, because all that free money, they could not withstand the temptation and spent it as fast as it was coming in. Instead of putting it into a money management situation where Social Security today would have so much money, probably recipients would get 10 times what they're getting today, and it would be fully funded, okay? But instead, they spent the money. We don't need these bastards, is the point, meaning government. Okay, back to Proverbs chapter 12. Next, verse 18, there is one who speaks rashly like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise heals. In other words, people that speak rashly can cut to the quick. Remember, the Bible says words can be like arrows. Okay? Arrows do what? Penetrate. They can even kill in some cases, but they can certainly do physical harm. Words are like that. So they can be like a piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise person heals. Truth's lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only momentary. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but joy comes to the promoters of peace. Again, who are the ones who plot evil? Governments and the military who take orders from these draconian governments. Okay, so you men and women in uniform, you have a really big test. As Max Egan, in his short video he just put out, said what we have said here many, many times. This is a test, folks. This journey on this earth, this life that you're living, is the test. The gift from our Father above is that he gave you life. What you do with it is your gift back to him. You don't get a free pass to squander this life away in frivolous pursuits, thinking that the attaining of material goods and money is a sign of a successful life. No, sorry. It doesn't work that way. That's what the enemy wants you to think, because they control all the purse strings, or as the Bible calls it, the terrible purse of the Jew and the powerful purse of the Jew. Okay? They have always finagled their way into positions of power within financial institutions. That's why when America was founded, it was the government, your direct representatives that you keep under your thumb, you keep control over them, your representatives that control the issuance of your currency, not bankers. Until 1913, it worked very well, but then the Jews from Europe and the Jews in America got together. And they tried at first in the 1890s to do it, but the Supreme Court shot it down. So they changed the name of the bill, they changed the sponsor, and they do what Jews always do. They went into the media, and the bankers denounced the Federal Reserve Act as being terrible for banks, and the people fell for it. Well, if the bankers are against it, it must be good, even though they didn't read the fine print. And so the Federal Reserve Act was pushed through on a holiday when most of Congress was absent, by the way. So that's how evil people get away with their bullshit. And we've been stuck with this monstrous system ever since, stealing our hard-earned money and turning it over to criminals and thieves called international bankers and the corporatocracy. Government agents today are not our representatives. They are simply prostitutes who do whatever the people putting money in their pocket tell them to do, or the Israelis who have blackmailed them. Remember Jeffrey Epstein? That was what his job was, because Jeffrey Epstein was not a billionaire because of his financial dealings and being such a brilliant man with money. No, he was a despicable Mossad piece of shit, and billionaire Jews funded his shenanigans while he set about to get blackmail material through sexual perversion on our congresspeople and people high up in the media, etc. So that's how evil people get away with it. But again, Proverbs 12 talks about that. And the other thing I wanted to talk about here real quick is found over in Romans chapter 1. We're going to talk about that for just a second here. I'm just looking to see if there was any... Okay, Ralph says that there's evidence that the U.S. government is going to release smallpox. Well, that could be. Would you put anything past these sons of bitches now? No, of course not. You're in the end times. This is the period spoken of in Scripture and by the prophets many, many times. So why would you expect the beast to withhold anything? Okay. The beast is the beast. Read all the descriptions of the beast. Makes it pretty clear. Anyway, I'll bring you on here in just a second, Keith, so hang tight. Okay, this is a fairly short section out of Romans 1, starting at verse 18, and I want you to pay attention to this description. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of God is revealed in them, for God revealed it to them. For the invisible things of him, since the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. In other words, nature, just take a look around at nature, and if you can't tell there's a intelligent design, meaning God, theos, Elohim, if you don't understand that, then you are a simpleton. Because knowing Elohim God, they did not glorify him as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Think about that one. That's verse 22, Romans 1. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and traded the glory of the incorruptible Elohim God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and creeping things, basically idols, man-made idols, such as celebrities, entertainment folks, sports figures, government people, bureaucrats, corporate leaders, people like Fauci, turned into idols. Therefore, Elohim God also gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored amongst themselves, who exchanged the truth of Elohim God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature, meaning the created things, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In the Greek language, that is amen. It just means, so be it. For this reason, Elohim God gave them up to vile passions. Take a look around you. Gave them up to vile passions. For their women changed the natural function into that which is against nature. Women changed the natural function into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural function of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another. Can you say homosexuality and transgenderism? Men doing what is inappropriate with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. Yeah, it's called disease and mental illnesses. Even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, as in abortion, strife, deceit, as in government and corporatocracy, evil habits, secret slanderers, backbiters, also known as gossipers, hateful to God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, or you could say to their ancestors, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. In other words, emotionally cold. Take a look at the average person out there. Without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of Elohim God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Not very glowing words for people who have such a description of their behavior. So let's bring Keith on here. Hold on a second. Hey, Keith, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. If I could get rid of this dry cough I've got still, I'd be even better.
Wow, you still have it, huh?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Very, very bizarre.
Wow.
I'm about 95% better, and it's like day, 25, something like this.
And did you know where you picked it up from?
Yeah, I believe that we picked it up from a client of ours who just got the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine 2 days before we saw him or so.
Oh, okay.
I believe he shed it.
So
a... Because we hadn't been anywhere, and we've been doing very little lately. We hadn't been anywhere. We haven't been out to dinner. We haven't been to see any bands play. Nothing. And I was speaking with this guy for a good half an hour, standing 2 feet from him. And then the next day, and that was late afternoon that day. The next day, I woke up and started feeling off.
Yeah, and you know, we discussed this a little bit, I believe, on the last show, but now, didn't you say that his inoculation, we'll call it, was less than a week before your meeting him? Was that
what
we determined?
It was 2 or 3 days before.
Okay.
So,
well, one of our...
As I said last week, guys and ladies, be very careful around recently vaccinated people. They will shed this onto you, which is the virus doesn't exist. Let me rephrase this. The virus doesn't exist, okay, in its normal form. The virus is in the vaccine along with other things, which is the bioweapon. The bioweapon is the vaccine, so be careful around these vaccinated people, the ones who just got vaccinated. They will shed it onto you. You will get sick, and you will get sick. I'm going on like day 25 now. My wife is on like day 23. Okay, so they will shed it onto you. They will shed it onto you.
Right. Hey, real quick on your cough. I remember years ago when I was a student at the natural health classes, they told me about a mixture of, I believe it was honey, and I think we infused onion in it. If I remember,
really?
It might have been garlic. Might have been garlic, too. Could have been both onion and garlic. But honey infused with garlic and or honey, or I mean onion. And I took that like a teaspoon at a time and just let it kind of melt its way down my throat. It helped a lot in controlling my cough.
Well, the cough is very strange. It doesn't happen all day long. Normally when I get up in the morning, and then normally late in the day when I'm almost finished up with work, it just comes. Those seem to be the times when it hits me. It's a strange thing. It's a completely dry cough. It's just irritating, right, because it just comes on. It's loud, too. It's loud. It's a loud, obnoxious cough.
Oh, okay. Now, does the missus have that as well?
No, she does not, no.
Okay, and she was doing the ivermectin, right?
Yes.
But you're still not?
No.
Can I ask a question? And you don't have to answer, of course.
Sure.
But why didn't you want to try it?
Because we're trying to do a study, right? A control study where she would take it and I wouldn't take it. And we were going to see how long the duration was of this thing here.
Okay,
with the help of ivermectin and without the help of ivermectin.
excellent. Okay, so that explains a lot then. So, and have you guys sort of come to any conclusions yet, or are you going to let this play out some more before you decide whether the ivermectin had a positive effect or not?
Well, we believe it had a little bit of a positive effect because my wife didn't nearly have the severe such more. She had less severe symptoms than I did, but she also had a relapse last Saturday for the day. Started feeling really bad at a work site we were at, and actually had to go in the car and sit down. And then we came home. We cut our day early. She came home and probably slept, I don't know, for a good 3-4 hours, and then went to bed real early. Woke up the next day, and she felt better.
Can I ask another quick question? Henry would like to know, did she use the paste or the tablets?
The paste, we got it from a supply, veterinarian supply place.
Okay.
So we use the paste. The paste is measured out for I think it's a 1,200 or 1,300-pound horse.
Right.
So we just kind of, there's markings on the tube. It's like a syringe without a needle, and the ivermectin comes out the end of it, and the plunger of this somewhat syringe-type item is marked off. It's marked off at 250 pounds, 500 pounds, 750, and so forth and so on, up to I think 1,300 or so. So she was taking, we would take the 250 amount and we would cut that in half.
Ah, excellent.
And she would take a little bit more than half of that, and she just swallowed it with water. She didn't want to taste it, even though she lost her taste and smell at that point. She didn't want to taste it, so and we seem to think that the ivermectin does something to alleviate the symptoms of this. It does not alleviate the extreme exhaustion, but it alleviates, we think, the cough, and we think it alleviates the mild flu-like symptoms somewhat. It's not a cure at all. Okay, so don't believe, again, we were talking about, I think it was Henry mentioned this, Stu Peters and Dr. Madej and all these people, right? Okay, we think that they might be, either they started off okay and then became nefarious or something like this. So the ivermectin, what we found, to sum it up, is get yourself some ivermectin. It can't hurt, okay? It can only help. We believe it alleviated some of my wife's symptoms, so they weren't as severe as mine, and we believe that's what it does. But it's definitely not a cure-all. We're on 20-something days of this garbage, okay? So
Now,
it's not a cure.
right. And everybody, okay, now this is something I learned in natural health classes. Just like every car is different on the highway, you don't put a 18-wheeler tractor trailer, you don't put gasoline in the tank because it doesn't run. Okay, well, our bodies are somewhat like that. Not everything on the shelf at the grocery store is food. It depends on your body's makeup. It depends on your blood type. It depends on your Rh factor. It depends on your digestive system. So what I have found is in the natural world, which is kind of where ivermectin would be, it does not respond, or I should say the person's body does not respond the same. Just like with hydrangea or chonkapiedra, if you had kidney stones, you don't get the same results with the same dosage, the same herb with each individual. And I think ivermectin's that way. And the reason I'm saying that is I have a close friend who got the same thing you got, Keith, the dry coughs, lost the sense of smell, sense of taste, very lethargic, et cetera, and she took ivermectin, I think, for 5 straight days, and it helped her a lot. So again, and I think her dosage was half of what the CDC recommended. Because if you go to the CDC site, they actually have a chart there where they show studies that have been done for ivermectin and the dosages that were used. We found out that the dose that she was using was about half of what they had in the study, and yet she got some decent results. So, again, I just want to remind everybody that we're not all the same and we don't all get the same result. That's all I'm trying to say. Back to you, buddy.
Yeah, that's for sure. From after looking at the ivermectin, some studies, a study was done in India, which is where we got our information for the dosing from it. So we didn't know where else to look, because I don't trust Joe Rogan and all these other friggin' clowns, right? So, I mean, people are taking advice from a comic who's a shill for, Jews on his podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we took it from a study that was done in India, and they, in the study, they were given, I believe it was 12.5 milligrams of the actual drug, so you have to break that down to see how much of that drug is in the pace per amount, right?
Right.
There's a little math work to do, but, you know, it's not terribly complicated math. I mean, a retard could probably do it. What I believe the ivermectin does after reading that study, and I can't remember where the other study was that I read, is it supposedly goes in and dismantles the virus's ability to attach to something in the cell. It's what the ivermectin is supposed to do, according to, I believe, that might have been a study in India is what they said. So it dismantles the virus's ability to attach to, and I can't remember the term that they used in, that's located in one of our, you know, our individual cells in the body. That's apparently what it does.
Right.
So it's it can't hurt. It can only help. I suggest you go out and get some. If you don't use it, well, then you don't use it. But if you need it, well, then you have it on hand. It's like what we talk about, Dan, and you've been screaming about, and I've been screaming about, is you got to get prepared, guys. Okay, this is not going away. This is not going anywhere. This is here to stay. The World Health Organization just came out and said 500,000 people are going to die from so-called COVID by February this year. Another 500,000, okay? This is not going away. You can protest all you want. It's not going anywhere, okay? So this is it. We're here now. This is end times. I suggest you get prepared with at least 3 months of water. I might think it's 6 months now of food. Okay,
right.
This is going to get extremely terrible. It's coming this winter, I believe. There's chatter all over the news. I think Ralph posted something in the chat about the smallpox, and now you got that thing going on, right? They've mentioned that a bunch of times. Bill Gates talked about it just very recently, a week ago, my wife just said, okay? So this stuff is not going anywhere. It's in protocol number 10 in the Learned Elders of Zion. We'll do this by inoculations of disease. Okay, so this was planned out way, way, way back when. Okay, the 1890s, right, or even before then. So this isn't going anywhere, guys. I suggest you get prepared. And Dan, if I can just read Ezekiel 33, just the beginning of it here.
Absolutely.
Guys and ladies, okay, this is directed toward anyone, not directed necessarily toward the people who are in the chat. Again, when I speak to you guys, I'm talking to the general public, okay? If you are granted by our Heavenly Father this information that Dan's been screaming about on this program for, I think, 20 years, Dan, right? 22 years, okay? If you've been listening to Dan or other programs like this, and you have the knowledge of identity, and you have the knowledge of the nefarious Jew, okay, and you are not speaking out about this, and you are not warning your friends, family, okay, forget about strangers, the dumbed-down public, okay? You're not going to go up to some guy and talk about this in the park, right? The guy will think you're a lunatic and probably call the police on you. But if you're not warning your friends and if you are not warning your family, you're going to be in big trouble. Father's watching. Okay. So if you're a coward and you don't want your family to think you're weird, okay, and you don't talk about this stuff constantly to them and warn them, you are in big trouble. I'm warning you right now. Okay, you're going to be in big trouble with the Father. And here it is. It's right here. Ezekiel 33, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. It's the version that I prefer. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, if I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them and make him their watchman, and if he sees the sword coming upon the land and blows the trumpet and warns the people, then if anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He heard the sound of the trumpet. He heard the sound of the trumpet and did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But if he had taken warning, he would have saved his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, this is directed to the people who know the identity message, who know about the nefarious Jew. This is directed towards you. Be careful. Here we go. Where am I? But if he had taken warning, he would have saved his own life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet so that the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away one of them, that person is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul.
Hallelujah. Yep.
Okay? That's a warning. Anybody who understands this message, anybody who understands the nefarious Jew, anyone who understands the traitors of our own people, and you don't say anything and you don't warn your friends, family, and loved ones, you are in deep crap.
True.
Okay? You're in big trouble. Don't be a coward. What is it? Wait, hold on. Dave, what's it say about cowards? Do they get into the kingdom? Do cowards
no.
get into the kingdom? No.
No. No, they don't.
No, they don't. So you better be careful, guys. Okay, you better
they
be
pretty
very,
much
very
end
careful.
Up the same they end up in the same place that the lukewarm end up.
Right.
Being cast out.
Yep. So be very, very careful. Now is the time. This is end times. It's very, very important that we continuously warn our people, like beating the dead horse, right? Keep on telling them. Keep on warning them. Okay? They're probably not going to take heed. But if they happen to, well, terrific. You just saved somebody's life. You just saved somebody's soul, their spirit, whatever you want to call it. Okay? And now is the time. People, I believe that more and more people are being called by the Father. And if they don't answer the call, they're in big trouble. Okay.
Yep,
my
true.
Brothers, my brother, my one of my brothers, I had a back and forth with him on Facebook, and, he completely disagrees with me, refuses to look into anything that I've said and screamed about for the past 11 years. And I said to my wife the other day, I turned to my wife after the exchange I had with my brother, and I said to her, and I had pain in my heart when I said this to her, I said, Allie, my brother, he's not going to make it. He's going to perish. You know how hard that is for me to say?
Oh, I know. I know.
He is going to perish. My one brother is going to perish. Because he will not listen to a word I say because he thinks it knows it all because he's an Ivy League educated dope.
We all have those in our families. We all have them.
Think he's so smart, thinks he knows everything, thinks that it's Democrats and Republicans, but he doesn't understand good and evil.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
Ella just... Yeah, Ella just sent in a note saying that a coward dies a thousand deaths, a hero dies but once.
Yeah. Yep.
So, as my father used to tell me all the time, there are worse things on this earth than dying. Much, much worse. And one of them is to live a life knowing you're a coward.
Yeah, it's a pretty pathetic way to go through life. And most of these people, my brother's a great example of that. He knows deep down in his heart that what I've been screaming about for the past 11 years is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know he knows that it's true because he came home the other day supposedly from work, and his wife texted my wife and said that he was pissed off at everybody, including the family and us. Because we tell him the truth. His wife tells him the truth of what's going on. She knows exactly who's doing this, has told him. And he refuses to accept it. So he's in big trouble.
Wow, yeah. It reminds me of the story of the IRS agent that is now a whistleblower and telling people that it is unconstitutional and there is no legal requirement to file taxes and to pay the taxes. But he got turned around by his wife and her mother. They were the ones who woke up to the truth of the unconstitutionality of the income tax. And he didn't want to believe it, so they convinced him to go to a tax seminar being held, and somebody like Joe Bannister.
Hand me that thing.
And they sort of teased him that, you know, come on, you come to the meeting, and then you can tell us where he's wrong. So they got him that way. So he went to the meeting, and he sort of challenged the speaker, and obviously, you could tell from his stance that he was pro-government. But every time he brought something up, the speaker shot him down. And then finally, the wife says, why don't you tell him who you are? So he admitted that he was an active IRS agent, blah, 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 been 10 years an agent, and had sent people to jail and you know, persecuted taxpayers, et cetera. And so the guy says, well, good enough. He goes, here, I'm going to give you some homework. He goes, I'll be back here in a couple months to speak again. In the meantime, here, go into your code book and prove me wrong. And so he took it to heart, and over the next couple months, he did try to get his code book, which most agents don't look at, by the way. I ordered a copy back in the 1980s of the IRS code book. And I'm going to tell you something. If you have insomnia, trouble sleeping, pick up the IRS code book and start reading it, and you'll be asleep within a page and a half. It is a gigantic volume printed on rice paper. It is so thin, and yet it's still a couple inches thick, like 3 or 4 inches thick, with fine print, and it is the most unconscionably gibberish and legalese from one cover to the cover. There's no way. But the point of it is the agents don't look at it either because it's useless. So he pulls it out of his bookshelf at work, and he sets about trying to go to the different sections proving this Patriot wrong, only to find out that the Patriot had looked through it and pieced together the information to prove everything that he had said was true. It is unconstitutional. There is no legal mandate for we the people to file taxes and or pay them, on and on and on. And so now this guy is a whistleblower. But the point was that it was his wife and his mother-in-law that actually got him to wake the hell up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, Henry mentioned, I think it's Henry in the chat here. Let me just scroll. Yeah, Henry says, however, be prepared for your family members to completely reject you. My son has banned me from my grandkids. Yep, that's true, Henry. That's going to continue to happen. Remember what it says, right? Christ has come to divide, right? separate brother from sister, brother from mother, father from daughter, so forth and so on. This is the division, right? This thing is causing the division which Christ is causing here. He's separating the people out. He's seeing who is serious about being his children and who, you know, for lack of a better term, respects him and turns to him, and the people who don't turn to him and rely on these creatures we call politicians to try and save them. So he's separating out our people right now. And our people better take heed and take warning. They better start opening up their scriptures and reading it. I don't know what to tell these people. They seem to find plenty of time on Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night, and whatever other nights these football games are on. I mean, it's completely baffling that these people have time to watch football for 40 hours a week, but they won't take any time to look into what I'm saying and what other people are saying, like me and Dan and the rest of the people in the chat. I said to my brother, it was funny, he said, "I disagree with you," right? And I wrote back, I said, "I'm not looking for you to agree with me. I don't want anyone to agree with me." I said, "I pray to Jesus Christ that you and other good people like you go look into what I'm saying. Take a day or two. Sit down and look into what I've been telling you for the past 11 years. That's what I'm asking you to do. I don't care if you agree with me or not. That's not the point of this." And what me and my wife found is that all of these people, they always want to agree or they always want to disagree. They want to have this team or that guy or red versus blue, Republican versus Democrat. These nefarious Jews have turned our people into people who make a competition out of everything. I mean, it's no one can sit down and just have a conversation and bring up salient points to it, right? To try and get their point across. It's always got to be a competition. It's a very weird way to go through life, always competing with people, determining whether who's right or who's wrong or who's this or who's that. It's very strange. We don't live our life like that. I never really have lived my life like that. But all these people seem to want to be on the winning team, in quotes, right? They want to be on the team that's right.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. The only thing that matters is the truth.
Okay? Amen. And there's a scripture that says, accept all things and keep that which is good, which is basically saying keep an open mind and discuss everything and anything.
Right. They don't want to discuss anything. They want to be right. I don't care. Who cares about being right? Am I correct on everything that I've ever said about this grand conspiracy we live under? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's just one conspiracy. Okay, there's not multiple conspiracies. 9/11 is not a separate conspiracy from the Hall of Hoax. It's all one big grand conspiracy. So people will say to you, you believe in all those conspiracies, you need to correct them and say, there's not all those conspiracies, there's only one. Okay, which I think is an important point. People think that they try and separate chemtrails and the Hall of Hoax and 9/11. It's all one conspiracy run by Satan's kids. There's not multiple things. It's all one grand conspiracy.
Go ahead.
I think it's like the old FBI agent said, you know, we're under a monstrous conspiracy so great that the average person would keel over and die if they knew about it. You know, I'm paraphrasing there.
Yeah, it is a grand conspiracy, right?
And they will keel over and die with what's coming up here. These people are in big trouble. They think that, as I think it was Henry again who said in the chat, that Henry's blowing this thing out of proportion. We're actually, if we're doing anything discussing this, we're underestimating what's going to take place. Right? As
right.
It's written in Scripture, you will have such tribulation as never be seen before ever.
Yep. Ella writes in here, fear and faith live within each of us. The one we feed get stronger.
Oh, excellent. I love that. That's a great point, a great saying. Yeah, you must have faith, guys. You're going to need tremendous faith, and you will see what is going to happen this winter time. We are on the heels. This thing is biting at our heels, right? Like the serpent, right? Okay, the serpent is biting at our heels right now. It's not down the road. It's here now. You will see. The people who have the atheists are done. They are finished. They will die off first. They will completely perish. Next in line are the people who don't have any faith. Okay? Who are just agnostic or not really sure if the Almighty Father exists. Are you
Or the
kidding me?
lukewarm.
Right, the lukewarm. Thank you, Dan. Okay, they are next to go. Okay, they are going to turn around and they are going to be wondering what the hell happened. Okay, well, hello, I've been warning about this for 11 years. Dan's been warning for 20 years. Other people in the chat have been warning probably for longer than that. And people who we'd never heard of have been warning longer for that, right? Longer duration for this. This is insane. This is the mark of the beast system. The vaccine is part of the mark of the beast. It is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast, I believe, is going to be this. Okay? This is what I believe the mark of the beast is. The vaccine is part of it. 5G is part of it. This is going into this. Right now, we have some events, such as some football games and concerts and things like this, and where you can't go unless you're vaccinated. But right now, they're requiring proof of the vaccination through a little index card, right? A paper card. What they're going to start saying, the nefarious Jew is going to start saying, we've had too many counterfeit vaccine cards. We need to get the app on your phone. Okay? Then the app on the phone is going to come out. And probably about 6 months later or so, the nefarious Jew is going to come out again and say, there's too many fake apps out there. We're going to have it biometrically placed in your body. That is the mark of the beast, because you will not be able to buy, you will not be able to sell, you will not be able to ride in an Uber car, you will not be allowed into the grocery store without that mark of the beast in your body. Now, whether this is some sort of RFID chip or some sort of part of a new booster shot with that luciferase enzyme in it, I don't know, but it's here now. It is coming, and you guys better be prepared for it. And those of you who have jobs that, and you work for a company, or you just work for a stupid ass who's going to require the vaccination, guys, you better start looking for another job. You better start your own small little business up. I don't care if you're mowing lawns or what. Painting houses, mowing lawns, doing whatever you got to do. You're not escaping this. I still believe, Dan, that some of the people who know this identity message don't believe what I'm telling them. They think they're going to keep their job. You are not keeping your job.
Well, Keith,
You're not
this
moving to
is
Texas and
right.
keeping
This
your
is
job.
the Father's way to push us out of Babylon, since we won't do it voluntarily. In order to
Yeah.
survive in the coming years, you're going to have to come out of Babylon, because as you were talking about what the mark will do, I was thinking to myself, we're not going to be able to buy or sell within the beast system. It does not mean that we can't create an alternative economy and live outside the system. The point of it is, the beast is not going to allow you to come into the big box stores or the arenas or the stadiums or to the Radio City Music Hall, any of that kind of stuff that belongs to the beast. But that doesn't mean we can't do what Yahweh put us here to do, which is to grow our own food, to have commerce between ourselves, to survive this thing. And that's what
Yeah.
people have to understand. By the way, let me give out a website real quick. I just found out about it yesterday. It's called Red Balloon, and that's all together, redballoon.work, which is a website platform for people who are looking to hire folks who are not vaccinated.
Oh, that's good news. That's great. Yeah, Dan, you make a good elaboration on the point. The problem I see is that this country is so big and we're so spread out that it's going to be very difficult, unless you've got a good local crew of people who understand what's going on, it's going to be very difficult for most people to barter with others, trade with others, until the last straw, right, until the very end, because more and more people will continue to wake up and more people will enter the bartering system. But I have a feeling that most are going to take the jab. And I pray that me and my wife have the strength to endure to the end,
mm-hmm.
and not take the jab. I can't pretend to be a tough guy here and say, oh, I'm not, we're never going to take it, this, that, and the other thing. Well, when you're starving and you're cut off from everything, you're going to have tremendous faith and strength and courage and emotional stability and complete and utter spiritual awareness to get through and endure to the end. It's going to be very hard, and I know there's lots of tough guys out there who you know, say, oh, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do that. Nah, you better be sure about that, guy, because I say that now, right? We all say that now, but when the time comes, and it's approaching here very quickly, what are you going to do, right? It goes back to about a month and a half ago when we talked about the plan, right, Dan? We had that entitled The Plan. Okay,
right,
this should be put
right
into your plan. What are you going to do when you can't get into the grocery store like over in France and Lithuania? Guys, Lithuania is a complete lockdown passport, vaccine passport. Complete vaccine passport lockdown. Okay? What are you going to do when that comes here? How are you going to eat? How are you going to feed your family? Most of you don't have farms you live on. How are you going to do it? This is, I don't know how to tell people, Dan, that this is so serious. This is not like 9/11. This is not like the Hall of Hoax. This is not like anything else that's ever taken place before. They are preventing people from going into grocery stores. Do you understand yet? Do you friggin' get it yet? You can hold all the signs up you want. You can go to all the school board meetings you want. You can protest all you want. The Jews are laughing at your dumb asses. You think the Fifth Circuit of Courts that just blocked Biden's mandate, vaccine mandate, you think that's going to hold up? Jews don't care about court orders. They've let it go this long because the Jew lawyers are out there figuring out how they're going to get around the court order. Do you get it yet?
Yep.
Okay, so if you think this is going away, it's not going away. Put your big boy pants on and get ready, because it's friggin' here.
That is true. It's upon us, and we have talked many times about Thomas Chittum's book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, and other military people I've talked to for a very long time, and he told me, back in the 1990s, early 2000s, that you should have at a minimum 3 months worth of whatever you need to stay completely hunkered down. Okay, completely hunkered down, meaning no electricity, no running water, no gasoline at the pumps, no fuel oil. What do you need to survive wherever you're at, whatever environment you're at, for 3 months? That's a bare minimum.
Yes, here's what's going to take place. They tell us what's going to take place, correct? That's why you have to read the mainstream news. You have to. You have to read, or you have to read alternative news. You have to read something. This is Department of Homeland Security. Here's what they're saying. They just came out with this. Okay? For those of you who are not paying attention to anything, here's what Homeland Security just came out with. Here's what's going to take place this winter. According to the Department of Homeland Security, if new public health restrictions are put in place in the event that a new COVID-19 variant emerges that could also be potentially used as a rationale for violence against the government or public health officials by anti-government extremists, here come the false flags. Here come the lockdowns. They are on their way. Austria is locking the whole damn place down as we speak. Germany, the Chancellor of Germany has warned, we will lock you down this winter time if you don't get vaccinated. Okay, so I keep on hearing people say that there's a big resistance to this. Really? Really? The people are lining up to give their kids this shot. The people are lining up for booster shots. The resistance is going to come from a very small group of people, and it's going to be individual cells, okay, that are going to resist this. There is going to be no mass resistance movement taking place in this country. The country is too big. It's too spread out. Okay, you need 10 million people marching in Washington, D.C. to have any sort of a resistance. This will all, you know when this will all end? This will all end when the first shots are fired. That will be the beginning of the end. You're not getting out of this holding signs. I hate to break the news to y'all, and I'm not promoting any violence here. I'm just telling you what I believe is going to happen. These are just my thoughts.
Right. Well,
and
there's
now, with that said, this is not saying that you should gather a group of people and go play Army Man. Okay?
No.
This is ridiculous, too. Okay? This has got to be a the mass violence is coming to the streets, and I believe it will, might be kicked off by this Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a scripture that says that his kingdom will come in by violence and by the hand of his people.
Right. We have to be here to provide, and this might sound weird because our Heavenly Father doesn't need support, but we have to provide our Heavenly Father support in this war. He will let you know when the time is right. Okay?
Exactly.
And that will be right before he emerges from the ether and comes back with his army that he is bringing. And we have to be here to support that and fight with that army in the flesh here on earth. Okay? Because there's two different wars that are going to take place. There's the spiritual war with entities that you cannot see, that the archangels are going to be fighting, and then there's the war here that you can see in this dimension. So you better be prepared. That's the best thing I can tell you. Get in shape. Get off the medications you're on. I don't care. Go to a naturopath doctor and get off the medications you're on. Go spend some money. I know people don't want to spend any money on these things, but you got to go spend some money if you're on the, if you're on any medications, you got to get off them. You have to. You must, or you're going to die. Because what's going to happen is the pharmaceutical supply is going to be cut short, and you're not going to be able to get your medications. And without your medications you're on, your body is going to go into complete chaos, and you will die. So I highly suggest you go spend some of that money that you're hoarding away. Go to a naturopath doctor and say, listen, doc, I need to get off this blood pressure medication. Listen, doc, I need to get off this type 2 diabetes medication because I can't stop eating pepperoni pizzas. Okay? So you need to get off these medications. You need to start training. Start doing push-ups and sit-ups in your living room. You don't need to go join a gym. Start doing push-ups and sit-ups in your living room. Start losing weight. Start eating a salad instead of beef ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to get into shape. You need to be ready mentally, physically and spiritually. You should have already been doing this. It's too late if you're 400 pounds, which our people, shouldn't even be 400 pounds.
No.
Okay, your body's a temple given to you by the Almighty Father, and you don't take care of it. How dare you? How dare you? Don't take care of your own body. It's disgusting.
Yep, there's truth in that, Keith. You know, when I went to the natural health classes and in all the years since, I've been trying to tell people exactly what you just said. Your body is referred to as the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you do not defile the temple. And that means with excessive drugs, with booze, with inks and dyes, tattooing ink, all those things are poisons to the temple. Now, I've had some people say, well, Dan, I didn't know Yahweh until after I'd been tattooed when I was in the military, and you know, I fell into it with all the other guys my age. Well, you don't think the Father knows that, okay? There are such things as miracles, etc., but he wants you to repent, which means rethink, which means stop doing it and tell others to stop doing it. Don't perpetuate bad behavior. And I know a lot of people are into the tattoos all of a sudden, but who got us into that? Okay, when I was a boy, almost nobody got a tattoo. Almost nobody. In fact, me, my brother, and all of us in our family my age, none of us have a piercing or a tattoo on our bodies anywhere. Because we were raised in the church that we had temples, and you don't desecrate the temple.
Yep, you can't do.
But again,
go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What you've done in your past, because you didn't understand or you didn't know Christ or you didn't know the Bible, you were living like one of these normies out there, right? I've got tattoos. I didn't know, right? I didn't know. I've taken plenty of drugs in my past. I've drank enough to kill a horse in my past in one night. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I was, as I said before, and I don't know if I mentioned on this show, guys, I lived a very party type lifestyle, for lack of a better term.
Hedonistic.
Hedonistic. Thank you. Lifestyle. Okay, but I have since tamed that lifestyle, and by means, I am by no means perfect, okay? So I still eat bad sometimes. I don't eat bad every night. 90% of my meals are good. 10% are bad, okay? I still eat cookies. I still eat brownies. I still go out. We see bands play that wait to see, and we have a few drinks now. We don't get hammered any longer. We don't do that. So I'm not perfect, and I don't expect to be perfect, because the only one who's perfect is our Almighty Father, correct? So what you've done in your past, you can slowly tame those things, okay? No one can be perfect. We still fall off the old horse, right? We got to get back up again. And our Father knows this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. He knows. Believe me, guys, he knows everything. He knows even before what you're going to do that you're going to do it. And you repent, and then you might fall back into it again, especially our people, Dan, who are struggling right now or have struggled in the past with addiction, whether this be alcohol addiction, drug addiction, food addiction, right? There's a such thing as food addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Pornography
Entertainment
addiction. Okay, pornography addiction, entertainment addiction. Okay, these are all real things that the perfidious Jew has brought upon our people through their movies and film. Look at all the movies that have come out in the past 15 years that promote drug use to our young people, that it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
They promote drinking to our young people, that it's cool. Oh, just, you know, go out, tie one on, and then, you know, forget about your problems for a little while. You know, take some stress out of your body. You know, de-stress from it all. Relax for a little while, right? Mm-hmm. And here's, it's all been promoted to our people. Food addiction. Why do you think there's so many people walking around who are completely obese and disgusting? And I throw disgusting in there because it is disgusting to me. It's disgusting to look at. Do you think our Israelite people who were in the wilderness were 400 pounds, 300 pounds of fat? Do you think they were fat slobs? No, they weren't. You know why they weren't? Because they were hiking through the wilderness. They weren't getting in their Lincoln Navigator, okay, and driving to the grocery store. All right? So they had to be in shape. Now, do I blame our people for this? Well, after a while, you got to take responsibility for yourself. Okay? And this isn't to degrade any of our people, Dan. This is tough talk to get them to wake up and realize to stop poisoning themselves. Stop watching the pornography. Okay? I know it's hard to do. Okay? Stop drinking yourself into oblivion. Okay? Stop taking the drugs. Okay? I was prescribed Xanax by the psychiatrist I saw 10 years ago, and I still take it because it helps me sleep. Well, here's a little point for you. Get off the Xanax. If you need something to sleep, and this is not the promotion of what I'm about to say here, okay? But if you guys need something to sleep, because a lot of our people do have problems sleeping, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I highly suggest, and I'm not recommending this, I'm suggesting it, that if you have a problem sleeping and you need something to help you sleep and you're on pharmaceutical drugs, I suggest you pick up some cannabis, okay, in the oral form, not the smoking form, but in the edible form, such as a brownie or a gummy. And if you take one of those gummies at night before you go to bed, and guys, cannabis doesn't make you stupid. These are all lies.
Right.
Okay? It will help you relax right before bed so you can get to sleep. You can still think clearly. You can still conduct whatever you're doing at night at 9 o'clock before you go to bed. Okay, I highly suggest that you look into this. Don't take my advice for it, but go look into it. Talk to someone who's knowledgeable on the topic about it, because it can seriously help you. That plant, I believe, was put on this planet to cure some illnesses that we were bound to get. And you can take that for what it's worth. Some of you will agree with me. Some of you won't agree with me. I really don't care. I'm just telling you what I believe and my thoughts on all these topics. And I'm basically what I do this stuff, I'm thinking out loud.
Right. Hey, Keith, let me add some fuel to the fire here. Ella is a retired ICU nurse, and she is a regular listener here, so she keeps me informed on a lot of medical things, but she uses the gummies that you were just talking about, CBD gummies, and has great results from it. I also have one of my children uses the same thing, the gummies with the CBD that you can take orally through the mouth, and has had great results from that as well. Very relaxing, as you said, takes a lot of the tension. And a lot of people are having sleep deprivation due to the tremendous stress on our people today. Not just this insanity of a non-existent pandemic, but just people being asses today. And a lot of the personality changes and just general loss of affection of the people at large. So a lot of stress on a lot of people, and these things that you're talking about, the CBD products, and I think it is a miracle plant. That's why the enemy wants us not to use it. It is a miracle plant. And by the way, let me throw this one in, because my dream is to have a hemp farm at some day, because hemp cleans the soil. Okay, now listen to what I'm telling you. And the Canadian companies have already started doing this. So there's five big companies in Canada have already started major hemp production for these reasons. One, hemp cleans the soil. It pulls impurities out of the soil. So all these farmlands that have been corrupted with all the herbicides and pesticides and glyphosate can be cleaned with a couple crops of hemp grown on it and then burn the hemp. Hemp also cleans the air. Hemp makes phenomenal clothing. The oil is what you're talking about, can be used to make edible products with CBD and a very trace amount of the THC content in it. So it's very medicinal. The fibers can be made into paper, hemp paper. By the way, the United States Constitution was written on hemp. That's why it still exists. If it was written on paper we produce from wood today, it would have evaporated by now. So hemp has so many uses, it's unbelievable, besides what you're talking about right here. It is truly a gift from our Father.
Yeah, it truly is. And let me just clarify a little bit. I'm not talking about this high-potency marijuana.
No.
Okay, I'm talking about, as Dan stated, CBD, but you have to get the CBD with the little bit of THC in it. Now,
Correct. Now
you have to find, now the THC, it gets into your body, and it doesn't, you need a certain amount to get that marijuana effect, right? You have to take a certain amount, and it's a rather big amount of it. But the CBD with the trace amounts of THC is what I was talking about when I said cannabis. I don't refer to cannabis as marijuana. I refer to cannabis as the good extracts of the plant, not the psychoactive stuff. So I don't want to confuse anybody
right.
with what I'm saying. I separate the two out. I call marijuana the pot that you see people smoking, right? And the cannabis I call, which is the proper name for the plant that God gave us here on the planet. So I want to make that clear. I'm glad you clarified that for me, Dan. I don't think anyone – I'm telling people to go out and, you know, smoke a bunch of pot, right?
Right, exactly.
So – and that's that's a very important item that you need in your health regimen if you choose to go that route. Now, Dan, excuse me one second. I got to step out for 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. I'll just go ahead and fill in with what I was going to say here. The enemy years ago learned that the devil's in the details, and so if they could obfuscate the truth by interjecting thoughts using word language, which is a way of casting spells using word language, they got us to think that hemp and cannabis equated to marijuana when that is just not true. And so they got us away from one of the most medicinal plants that Yahweh put on this earth, which is the hemp and or cannabis plant. With all of their propaganda trying to equate it with marijuana. And then they lied about marijuana anyway, trying to make it sound like it was as bad as cocaine and heroin and all the rest of these illicit drugs. So, again, the devil's in the details. If you want the truth, you have to do a little digging and open up your brain and get it to function again and understand that cannabis or CBD with a trace amount of THC, which is what causes the buzz, a trace amount activates the medicinal properties of the CBD. Okay, if you get that, you will have tremendous health benefits. And again, I have sons that are using it very effectively. I have daughters-in-law using it. I have nurse friends. I have other acquaintances that have successfully used it. So this is firsthand knowledge. I myself have not tried it yet because I just hadn't thought about it till Keith brought it up, and I do have some very close associates who are having tremendous sleep problems, so they'll be a good case for us to try it out.
Right.
So I'll try to get a hold of some, and then I'll report back whether it helped with that that case or not, because this is severe sleep deprivation with this particular person I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I would recommend that. Now, there's, guys, there's this CBD or cannabis that's sold in gas stations. Okay. Guys, stay away from that. You have to get a reputable brand. A very reputable brand is Charlotte's Web. The people from Charlotte's Web, what they originally did, and these are good people. I don't know who runs the company or not, but Charlotte's Web originally started out. Children were having seizures, right? Children who have seizures were put on dangerous pharmaceutical medications. And what a couple people did who were pot growers up in Northern California, they grew organic pot outdoors for the illicit black market. What they did was they took the marijuana plant and they made by combining different strains of the plant, they made a high CBD, low THC plant, and they named it Charlotte's Web. Okay, and what these people did with that plant was they turned it into an oil. Now, the oil is a heavy concentrated oil that contains extremely high levels of CBD, and I think, if I'm correct, and I could be wrong on this figure, but I believe it's 20% THC, which is high. But it's still not really high enough to give you the full psychoactive effect. And what they did was they gave this hybridized plant that they formed called Charlotte's Web to little children who had seizures. And you guys know what that plant did for these little children? Guys, these were parents who were watching their children break out into a seizure. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen a person having a seizure, but it's very scary. And imagine your little baby having a seizure. Okay, what this plant did when they broke it down into the oil, it stopped the children's seizures dead. This is an extremely important plant. So Charlotte's Web, they came out with a brand name when pot started becoming legalized and CBD became, they were one of the first innovators of it, they marketed a brand name called Charlotte's Web. I highly suggest you search that company out for the CBD oil. Okay, it's going to be different than the seizure oil for the children. But this is very, very important stuff here, Dan. I don't really want to harp on this, but I want to get this out to our people how important this is. Okay, cancer. There's a gentleman named Rick Simpson who is still on the run over in Europe because the Canadian police want to throw him in prison for something he did years ago. There's a great film called Phoenix Tears, and it's the story of this gentleman named Rick Simpson who was curing people's cancer with a super high concentrated THC oil, where they would take a pound of high-grade pot and they would distill it down into a thick 90% plus THC oil, not CBD, but THC oil. And in the film, the documentary called Phoenix Tears, he takes people with Parkinson's disease, which is one of the main ones he shows. And the man with Parkinson's, and my grandmother had Parkinson's, I know how terrible the disease is firsthand. The man is sitting on the couch, he's shaking his, when you have Parkinson's, your hands shake and you lose your motor control. It makes it difficult to walk, and your hands shake and your body shakes with little tremors, so you really can't do anything. And this highly concentrated, illegal at the time, THC oil, the man took one drop, rubbed it on his skin, and the tremor stopped.
Wow.
So now this is for the high THC oil that Rick Simpson produced, and the Canadian government wanted to throw him in prison. He had to flee to Europe. Okay, he's still wanted by the federal police over there in Canada. So this is different than the CBD. So if you have Parkinson's or one of these other things like that, and you got to research this stuff yourself, guys, okay? I can't give medical advice, but you got to research this yourself. I'm not a doctor, right? I just give my opinion of what I think. If you have Parkinson's disease or know anybody has Parkinson's disease, I highly suggest that you research this high THC. Now, this is psychoactive. Okay, Dan?
Right.
Okay, so you got to be a little bit careful.
Let me ask you a question. If you only applied a drop, did it have any psychoactive effect?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay.
But the trade-off is you can get off the Parkinson's medications.
That's why they don't want you doing it.
Right. Okay, so there's so what we've discussed here, just to recap real quick about this whole cannabis thing. If you're having problems sleeping, or you've got a little bit of anxiety or depression or things like this, which is common amongst our people nowadays because of what these Jews have done to us, you want to search out the Charlotte's Web, low THC, trace THC, high CBD oil. If you have Parkinson's or suffering, or you know someone who's suffering with this, research a Rick Simpson oil. It goes by, right? Rick Simpson oil. Do a search of that. Okay? So there's two different things. And I believe that that plant was put here for a cure of these different ailments that we have. But the cure has to be tailored, the strength has to be tailored to the disease, right?
Right.
So you're going to require a psychoactive amount of THC for the Parkinson's, whereas the anxiety and sleeplessness doesn't require, it just requires trace amount of CBD. So this stuff is not as simple as it sounds. It must be researched by you guys on your own to determine what is best for you. But these plants, and there's many other plants out there, such as white willow bark for headaches.
Mm-hmm. Right? I use that.
Oh, yeah. You do? Okay. So there's many different things out there. Or oregano oil is a natural antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we take, me and my wife take oils, essential oils by a company called doTERRA. They're an MLM company, and a lot of people, well, most people are idiots and they don't understand MLM. That MLM company's products are the best products you can buy. They have to be. You know why? MLM is multi-level marketing. Network marketing, whatever you want to call it. People think, you know, the little pyramid schemes that people say, they're not pyramid schemes. Okay. These people have to produce the best products in the category because the people, they don't advertise on TV with phony commercials. The reps of the company, of the MLM, are the people who recommend and sell these products to their friends and family. We use many different products from MLM companies, me and my wife. We use doTERRA oils. We use I think it's called Melaleuca, is another company for natural cleaning products around the house.
Yes.
We use that company, and we use a company called Lavelle to get in our vitamins and nutrients. I use three different multi-level marketing companies, and I don't sell any of it. Okay? But we've come to find out that the MLM companies, multi-level marketing companies, network marketing, whatever you want to call it, have the best products in every category because they have to be the best. So research those things too. Research natural cleaning products. And Melaleuca is one that we use. Research essential oils. doTERRA is one of the companies that we use. And Lavelle is another MLM company that we use for vitamins. Okay? So you guys got to dive into this stuff, and you got to research everything on your own. You can't rely on anybody to give you this information. And don't listen to me. I'm just a guy sitting on the couch here giving you my thoughts, right? I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. I can just tell you what I think about what I've done and what my wife has done to help us in this life. Because your health is very important, Dan. As you know, and Dan discusses natural health constantly. it's the most important thing. You can have all, you can have $100 billion in the bank, but if you're sick, that money does you no good. Right?
Right.
Go read a great website, Dan. I'm not sure if you've ever promoted this guy, but I like him. Dr. Mercola. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Mercola's got great information. He's being attacked right now. He is being literally attacked by the serpent seed demons.
Oh, okay? Yeah. And by the way, I found out he lives right up the road from me here, not too far from my brother's house.
No kidding.
Yep. I didn't even know that, but he's right here on the west coast of Florida.
Yep. Very interesting. Cranberry extract. For a lot of women get urinary tract infections, and this came to my mind because my wife just got over one. We used a highly concentrated cranberry extract. Okay, for urinary tract problems. A lot of women get these things, especially when they get older. I don't know what it's from. It must be from something in the air, water, or food, right? As
mm-hmm.
it always is. But cranberry extract is another important thing given to us by the Almighty Father. Our people were always into natural medicine until the Rockefellers, the Jew Rockefellers, and they are Jews, took over the medical industry. Back in the,
right.
I think it was the late 1800s, early 1900s, right? And then they
yep.
realized that they could use their petroleum to produce their drugs. Could you imagine ingesting? And I don't take any medications. I never have. I've taken an antibiotic once in a while for a chest infection. I think I had about 6 years ago. I had a respiratory infection where I was coughing up green stuff. Okay, so I went and got an antibiotic. It doesn't mean I don't take these things, but I don't rely on them.
Right.
Okay, you have to understand what your body needs and when you need it. If you're not familiar with your body and how it works, I suggest you study it. Okay? I mean, you're relying on these doctors, and I don't know what makes these people an expert. They were taught by the Rockefellers in their medical schools, which are all corruptions.
Right.
Doctors don't know anything. As Dr. Lorraine Day says, I didn't go to a doctor to cure my cancer because I was watching my doctor friends die of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I mean, I'm in a predicament right now with my father who was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk to him about this stuff. He won't listen to me, so he's going the traditional medical route. I pray that he survives it. His choice, his body, right? He's not going to listen to his son. Right? He ain't going to listen to his son talk about it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to tell you guys. All I know is that you got to learn your body. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. Please wake up. I pray for our people to wake up. Every single night I pray for our people to wake up. And for some reason, our Father has put blinders on the majority of our people, and I don't know why, Dan. I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe you – do you know why, Dan? It's a tough question, I know, but –
Yes, I do know why.
Why? Please, and can you inform a guy like me why? I mean, I pray every night about it. Why won't he wake my brother up, Dan? Can you tell me why?
There's a scripture. I don't have it memorized, but it's in the New Testament, and I think it might even be in the Old. But there's a scripture that goes, I will send a strong delusion on my people because they no longer love the truth. So really simply put, our people are deluded because the truth no longer matters. You talk about natural health, and I can talk all day long with people about natural health, and they'll pick up everything I'm telling them if they love the truth. A lot of our people don't want to know the truth. They want what pleases their ears. The Bible calls it tickling the ears. They like their ears tickled with nonsense because it's easier, and they like to go along to get along. Because the truth no longer matters. Really, it's that simple, Keith. They just don't care about the truth.
Yeah, and they're going to be in big trouble coming up here.
Amen. They're in trouble now.
I mean, I don't know. I listen to Mike Adams a lot. I think he's a decent fella. Always mentions Jesus, always mentions our Heavenly Father, right? He's a Christian guy. I like Mike Adams' stuff. I think he does a great – Mike Adams does a great – or what I – in my opinion, a great one-hour podcast every day. And you can find that at healthrangerreport.com. He gives the news, you know, the alternative news about what's really happening. Another great website for alternative news is Zero Hedge. Okay, zerohedge.com for financial stuff. Another one is Wolf Street for financial stuff. Okay, so our people need to wake up, Dan. They have to wake up quickly. And from my past experience, and I don't know about yours, but the only people, and Bill Fink enlightened me to this fact, and I take it as fact now. The only person who can wake anybody up, and I use person as just a term, right? I know he's not a person, but the only person who can wake anybody up is the Almighty Father.
Well, he calls us. That's what right. We have to understand. He calls us. That's what the word ecclesia in the Greek that's often translated as church, ironically, because it has nothing to do with a building. Ecclesia is the Greek word for the called out ones. And a friend of mine from Florida here, who lives most of the time in Greece, but he's an American, and he has taught me a lot about the Greek language, both the Koine Greek of ancient times and modern Greek. And he was the one that told me that ecclesia in the Greek connotates calling out somebody by screaming at them, not just saying, "Hey, Dan." It's like literally screaming at him. So the Father calls on us. By the way, Ella sent in the biblical reference for what I was just telling you about why our people just don't want to seem to wake up. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 8. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom Yahweh will kill with the breath of his mouth. Here we get back to the spoken word and truth. That's how you take out the enemy. And destroy by the manifestation of his coming and his people being manifested, I might add. Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deception of wickedness for those who are being lost because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Because of this, Yahweh God sends them a working of error that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That is the illness of our people.
Well, it's confusing, right? Because I've come across multiple people, not of our kind or not of our race, whatever you want to say, who have more faith and more good words to say about the Almighty Father, Jesus Christ, than our own people.
Mm-hmm.
I have come across Asian people, black people, Mexican people. I was just talking to my neighbor here the other day. I live next to a Mexican couple with two kids they have. And I was talking to her and told her that me and my wife, you know, she said, "Oh, I haven't seen you guys for a while. Where you been?" I said, "Well, we've been in the house because we got shedded on by a guy with a vaccine. We got COVID from whatever you want to call it. I'll just call it COVID just to keep it easy. We got COVID from, you know, a person who was recently vaccinated. We've been in the house for weeks on end." And she said, "Did you take the vaccine?" I said, "No, we're not taking any vaccine." She goes, "Us neither." She goes, "This is very dangerous." And I said, I said, I get my immune system from the Almighty Father, and I pointed up to the sky, and she goes, you're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Those were her exact words. This is a Mexican lady.
Oh, yeah.
So, those of you out there who say that people not of our kind just go along or fake that they have faith in Christ or fake that they have, you know, God in their life. I hate to break the news to you. I've had a lot of people who are not of our kind with more faith and talk about the Father more than our own people. So figure that one out.
Well, look at the Middle Eastern country right now that is beheading professors of Christ in these Muslim countries. Okay, so they are literally dying for their faith. Most of the white people I know wouldn't even be inconvenienced by taking Christ.
Yeah, an inconvenience, okay? Right?
They would not even tolerate an inconvenience, let alone think about losing their head. So, but you know, Scripture testifies to what you just said, Keith. It says in there that Abraham would be a blessing to all nations. He would bless them that blessed him and curse them that cursed him. So blessing those that bless him. So that says, even in the book of Matthew, when Christ was here, he gave a blessing to the woman that her daughter was possessed and had an affliction, even though she was a dog. Now, people say, well, how dare he call somebody a dog? You have to understand, in biblical times, referring to somebody else as a dog meant they were not of your race. So being an Aryan, Christ said she was a dog. It wasn't meant derogatorily. It just meant she was not of my kind. However, because of her attitude, because of her declaration of faith in him, he said, I will bless you. And so our people should be a blessing to the non-whites who admit to the hierarchy of his plan and give him the reverence that he deserves. So I'm not in the camp, and that gets me in trouble with a lot of identity people because they want me to be white only. Only whites are going to make it. Only whites can be blessed. And yet the Scripture doesn't say that. And the world around me doesn't say that. For I have experienced the exact same thing you have, Keith. Yeah. I have been around the brown and black people here. Not all of them. A handful. But there are a handful who have shown me that they walk in the ways of Yahweh much better than the majority of white people I know.
Yeah, I've had that same experience, Dan, as I just mentioned. I used to be in the camp of only white people, this, that, and the other thing. And then I started studying that Canaanite women passage there. And I looked at it for about 10 days. And I kept on reading it over and over and over again in those 10 days. And I probably read it within those 10 days about three or four times every day. So about 40 times in those 10 days. Because people kept on telling me that, oh, no, that was just a Israelite woman living in the land of Canaan. Well, I don't believe that because he called her a dog.
Right.
And he would never, ever call any of our people a dog that I found in strict Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what took me out of that camp. Now, people say, you're a universalist. What the fuck? I'm sorry, Dan. What the
yes,
heck
sir.
Are you talking about? I say to that person. How would that ever make me a universalist? Do I want to mate with these people? Do I want to go to barbecues with these people? Do I want to, you know, go to their house for Thanksgiving dinner with these people? No. Okay, I don't. But there comes a point where you have to rightly divide the word,
mm-hmm.
right, as it says. And you have to understand what the truth is. There are different levels, according to the book of Enoch, If you haven't looked at this book or studied the Book of Enoch, I highly suggest you do. Enoch 1, 2, and Pastor Greg brought to my attention that there's a third Book of Enoch, which I purchased after he mentioned it, which is very interesting.
Breaking up, Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here, Dan. Oh, I didn't touch anything. Huh. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, I might have hit the mute button. Hold on. No. How about now? I lost everybody. Huh. I don't know what happened. Dan, are you there? Okay, so Henry's saying you can hear me. I guess we lost Dan. Anyway, so Pastor Greg introduced me to that there's a third Book of Enoch, which is even more interesting than the first two. And I take all these books, if they make sense to me, and it seems like they were inspired by the Almighty Father, I take these pseudographical books, and I take these other books as the good word of the Father. I don't care what these so-called experts say. You know, everybody's an expert on the Bible right nowadays. I don't believe in a word they say. I take these books and these apocryphal books and these pseudographical books, such as the Book of Adam and Eve, and if it makes sense and it survived for this long, chances are that they're legitimate books, especially when they're mentioned in Scripture, some of them. In the 66 books of the Scripture, right, that they allow us to have. So I believe that there's different levels of heaven because it's explained to us that there are throughout the books of Enoch. And I believe that that the kingdom there, if you're granted access to it, I believe that the different levels of heaven are used, for lack of a better term, I believe that they are used for the different races of people. Because not all people, and again, believe what you want. This is just what I believe. I believe that there's good people in all races of people. I've seen it with my own eyes. So how could anyone deny what they see and experience with their own eyes? And people can't tell me, oh, the blacks who claim they believe in Christ are just doing it because they're mimicking us. That's a cop-out, man, in my opinion. I just don't – I can't see that, because what I see with my own eyes, and I don't just see things. I observe them and study the actions of people. So – with that said, I believe that there's different levels of heaven for different people. Is that saying that all blacks are good? No, it's not saying that. I don't want to go to barbecues. I don't want to mate with them. I don't want to marry them. I don't want anyone I know to marry them. They're different people, different species. They should be separate from us. All I'm saying is that you need to be careful, guys. Okay, you need to be careful with what you read. Everybody's going to come to a different conclusion than somebody else with all these topics. And whatever the conclusion that you come to, that's your own deal. That's between you and the Father. Because I'm not going to be standing there when you take your last breath and when judgment comes, when judgment day comes, I'm not going to be standing next to you. You're going to be there alone. And you're going to have to explain all of your actions in this life and every decision you've made and everything you've done in this life. You're going to have to explain why you did what you did to the Almighty Heavenly Father. So I suggest you prepare for that too. It's a pretty daunting task, wouldn't you say? It's going to be quite terrifying, actually, to put it bluntly. It's going to be very terrifying standing before the Father, because if you've read the Book of Enoch, it goes through what in detail what the heavenly realm looks like. Terrifying. So make sure that the doctrine that you're believing in is your belief. Okay? Not someone else's belief. Okay, make sure it's your own. And what I mean by that is you need to take different pieces of things. Like you need to take Dan, Pastor Dan's stuff that he put out. You need to take Eli James's stuff, what he put out. You need to take Clifton Emmaheiser's stuff, what he put out. Bill Fink's stuff, what he put out. Nord Davis, what he put out.
Hello,
so
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can people hear me still? Yeah, okay, people can hear me, Dan. I don't know, we're having a problem hearing Dan, I guess. Anyway, so you need to take all those people's stuff. Roger Hathaway is another guy that you can look at. His website is called The Divine Pageant. Very good website. Do I agree with it all? Of course not. How can you agree with everything anybody says, right? So you need to take all that stuff, and you need to form your own belief. And when you form your own belief, you have to truly believe it, right? A lot of people who get find out this truth, they tend to gravitate towards a certain camp, and then they stay in that camp. And I believe that is detrimental to our people. I believe you have to expand your knowledge, and what the Father wants us to do, I believe, is take all of these, for lack of a better term, pastors' work and put them together and make it your own. There's another great site out there. One is called Age of Laodicea. I believe that's what it's called, put out by a guy who goes by the name Brother Haber or Brother Herbert, something like that. Age of Laodicea, I believe, is the website name. It's a very, very good website. Do I agree with everything he says? Of course not. But these are all starting positions for you to formulate your own opinion and formulate your own so-called truth that you have. And if you truly believe, and we can't possibly know the ultimate truth. No, nobody will ever know that. That, I believe, is not given to us till we are at judgment day. Then the ultimate truth is brought upon you. So people can believe what they want. You can take my word for what it's worth. It might not be worth anything. I'm just a man sitting here on my couch. So you can all believe what you want. These are just my thoughts on the various things. And what I'm basically getting at here is don't be judgmental on people of other kinds. Okay? Your best bet is to stay away from them if you possibly can. It's very hard to do in this day and age unless, of course, you live in the middle of nowhere. But unfortunately, people like me, I have to live around these other kinds of people, so I tend to be friendly towards them, not rude towards them. I try to avoid them as much as possible, but I can't avoid my neighbor, so I say hello and have a conversation with them. But you can all do what you want. And in the end, I guess when you're at the judgment day, you will find out if your way was correct or not. And I will find out if my way was correct. Like I said, I don't want to mate with these people. I don't want to attend their weddings. I don't want to attend their dinner parties. I don't want to do any of that. But it doesn't mean I'm going to be rude and obnoxious towards them. I don't think that's what the Father wants. Because all throughout Scripture, I really don't see anywhere where Christ went up to a Negro and started calling him a nigger, right? I don't find that anywhere.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dan. People can do what they want.
Okay.
They can.
You were breaking up a little bit. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dan.
Okay. I I apologize for that, but the internet connection I have just dropped out completely. So it took a lot of work to get back. I had to log back in like four times before it would finally work.
Oh, okay. Well, so someone said in the chat, I don't have my mouse.
What did I miss?
I was just describing my thoughts on the other races and how they should be treated and what should be done with them. I was saying that they should basically be ignored if you possibly can. But if you do encounter them, what I was getting at was that you should not be rude to them. You should be friendly to them. And I believe that they're if they were made by, and I don't know who created them, Bill Fink says that they were created by, I believe this is what he says, that they were created by fallen angels mating with other creatures. I don't know. I don't know who created them. Some people in identity say that the Almighty Father created them. I don't know. I have no idea where they come from. But all I know is that Christ healed the Canaanite's woman's daughter. So what does that tell you? You need to think about this stuff, guys.
Right. It's based upon whether they're a blessing to us or not.
I don't know what they are, right? I don't know. It doesn't say it anywhere, right? It doesn't say who they were created by. It doesn't say it anywhere. There's not a lot of information on that. Now, we know where Jews come from. Okay, we know that. But I don't know where the black man comes from. I don't know. Some people say they were shipped here. I believe it was either Wesley Swift or one of the other old-time pastors said that they came from the star system Sirius. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that you better be careful. If you're unsure of something, you better keep your mouth shut about it, okay, unless you're sure about it. Now, you can hypothesize on things, but there's no definite answer to this stuff. So you got to be careful. Are they beasts of the field, as someone wrote? Yes. Their phrases, some people believe their phrase is beasts of the field. Are they like us? No, not anything like us. They have different genetic makeup than us. They have a different, most of them have a different outlook on life about us. Okay? But the funny thing I find is that it's very interesting that an Adamic person can mate with a colored person and produce a child. I find that very interesting that can take place. Dan, are you there? I don't know. It seems like Dan is having audio problems, so I'll continue on, and then he can cut it off if he has to cut it off. But I don't know if he can block anybody who wants to comment on what I've said and call in here for the last few minutes. But those are my thoughts for the morning. People can believe what they want. Those are just my thoughts that I come to. And, the other races have been here forever. Right? They've been here for millions of years. Our people have been here for, 7,500, whatever it might be. I really don't know. These are things I think about every day. Are we supposed to mix with these people? Of course not. That would be ridiculous. That would go against everything that the Father created, correct? But I don't think we're supposed to be rude to them. I really don't. I think we're supposed to avoid them. But if you can't avoid them, why not be friendly? There's no reason why you shouldn't be friendly. I know there's some hardcore guys out there, again, the tough guys out there who want to pretend like they're tough and big and bad, and everyone can have their own opinion on these things. But me personally, I live my life how I want to live it and how I think the Father wants me to live it, and I'm by no means perfect. So I don't know. Those are just my thoughts for the day. I hope everybody might have gotten at least one thing I said out of it, such as the CBD oil and things like that. And I guess we can go ahead and close out the show here. I've said everything I pretty much need to say. And I hope you guys have a great day. And always remember, have massive amounts of faith, because you're going to need it coming up here. We're going into some real hard, dark times. I highly suggest you get minimum 3 months' worth of water, 3 months' worth of food, have security firearms if you can. If you can't, find other security implements that you can have at your home, and protect you and your family, because, guys and ladies, it is going to be a very, very rough ride ahead. May the Heavenly Father bless you and your families, and I hope to speak with you all soon, if the Father allows it, and if Dan allows it. Anyway, I'll close out with that. Everybody have a great day. May the Almighty Father bless you and your families, and enjoy your Sunday.